USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Yeelman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, or a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burleigh, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The state of Florida is hitting back at big tech, including Facebook and Twitter, for their willingness to suppress freedom of speech. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office.
The bill is identified as Senate Bill 7072. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the latest Democrat facing backlash for flouting social distancing as she urges the public to follow her state's coronavirus guidelines. Whitmer apologized Sunday after a photo emerged that showed her disregarding social distancing guidelines at a bar in Lansing, Michigan. Although Whitmer says it was an honest mistake, Michigan has put people in jail for days for breaking COVID protocols. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye. I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust.
We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
What the...
You got a much bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet, I'm quiet.
See now why I am. You can barely hear me.
Won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself
the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.